We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Jim Corey, Vice President of the National Association of Chiefs of Police. He's also the public information officer for the organization and is the author of Assume the Position, a manual for novelists, screenwriters, and journalists about police work. Jim joins us now to discuss the report released earlier this week by a Blue Ribbon Commission on the terrorist threats facing this country and the conclusion that weapons of mass destruction are a real threat here to the homeland. And Jim, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
What do you see in this report that is potentially new from what we already knew? We knew the terrorists were trying to attack us. We know that plots have been foiled. But specifically with WMD, what in this report rings very true for you?
Well, I think the fact that it probably won't be a nuclear weapon or radiological weapon, but more probably will be, according to this report, a bio weapon, or chemical weapon, biochemical weapon. And this seems to coincide with a number of other reports that have come out. In fact, in my article, I highlight the FBI forecast that came out last year. The Chiefs of Police Association, we got a copy of it because we sat in on a meeting between many of the nation's police chiefs and officials from the FBI to discuss their report. And basically, it's the same thing. A WMD attack within the next 5 years. And that seems to coincide with what we've seen in other administrations. Within a year of President Clinton taking office, you had an attack on the World Trade Center in Manhattan. Within a year of President Bush taking office, you had an attack once again on the World Trade Center in Manhattan, but also there were other targets as well, including the Pentagon. So we predict, and it's a sad prediction, that within a year of President Obama taking office in January, that there will be some type of terrorist attack. And we have to look at weapons of mass destruction and how easily it is to get them into the United States across our borders.
Jim, you also point out in your article that it's harder to really track down these threats now because the fact that the world is getting smaller, groups have much easier abilities to communicate with each other and intertwine with one another. So how do we stay on their trail, and how do we best protect ourselves in an effort not to allow this to happen?
Well, I think that's the big question. Who will be, for example, assigned by Obama to head our intelligence community? Because whether we like it or not, the gathering of intelligence is our primary weapon in this war on terrorism. We have to be able to anticipate the next attack. What will the method of that attack be? How many combatants will be involved in the attack? And as we saw in India last week, the fact that their intelligence community over there did not predict this from happening shows how destructive only 10 terrorists can be.
Jim, you mentioned biochemical more likely than radiological or nuclear. Any specific method that might break down to? I heard anthrax is a potential leading a cause of such an attack. What else might be out there?
Ricin, cyanide. You have a number of items that we have to be careful of. In fact, I had an article come out today in newswithviews.com about food security, and it may sound like a boring subject, but it is an important subject and one that the FDA really has to address. In my article, I talk about how our food products are susceptible to tampering by terrorists. So I think that there needs to be more attention paid to other weapons of mass destruction and not just the nuclear weapons.
Jim, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Jim Corey is vice president of the National Association of Chiefs of Police, where he is also public information officer. His book, Assume the Position, is available at Amazon.com. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Remember to get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day at our website, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.